55 years in limbo. In 1970, when Bob Prince made his album of modernized Charleston music, he probably wrote, what do you think, maybe 10 tunes for the album? And yet only one, the Blue Ribbon Charleston, which is playing right now, has survived to the present moment because of its presence on a promotional sampler of Warner Brothers jazz releases, all of whom seem to have died almost instantly in the marketplace. And yet it was not all in vain, because we are listening to it right now and every time we do the show. A triumph of the right thing at the right time after years of neglect. Getting down to the basics today, we don't ask for a lot, just 3 squares a day. opening the set with entrees a la Cuisine de Marsalis. Winton on trumpet pays homage to the church social with its modest pot-blessed dinner, along with Wycliffe Gordon, trombone, Wessel Anderson, alto saxophone, Todd Williams, tenor and soprano saxophones, Eric Reed, piano, Reginald Veal, bass, and Herlin Riley, drums. Then, in a search for a more gourmet experience, Branford on tenor sax orders dinner for one, please, James. Joey Calderazzo was the pianist with Eric Rivas, bass, and Jeff Tane Watts, drums. And just now we heard from the late lamented Esbjorn Svensson Trio and a typically stimulating EST original, When God Created the Coffee Break. Svensson died in a diving accident in 2008. He was 44 years old. Jazz from the top of the line here. On the Jazz Guy. On the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. Thank you.
tea for two.
Thank you.
terrific post-bop piano of Barry Harris with Sam Jones bass and Louis Hayes drums. The trio played a Harris original, Morning Coffee, in a live appearance at San Francisco's Jazz Workshop in May of 1960. At the top of the spot, Breakfast with Joe, written for Joe Newman, trumpet, when he was part of the Al Cohn group from 1954 that included Al, Gene Quill, Hal McCusick, and Saul Schlinger, saxophones, Billy Byers and Frank Rehack, trombones, Billy Bauer, guitar, Sanford Gold, piano, Milt Hinton, bass, and O.C. Johnson, drums, and the music in the middle, a moment from jazz history, going back to January 18, 1944, when Esquire magazine staged its first Esquire concert at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City to celebrate the results of its first Esquire jazz poll of the whole panoply of jazz musicians and their instruments. T for Two spotlights the winners on piano, clarinet, trumpet, and vibraphone: Art Tatum, Barney Bigard, Roy Eldridge, and Lionel Hampton. Well, look who's smiling. Michael Golan Johnson, it looks like we hit your happy bone.
A real moment of jazz history there. Like we're looking through a completely different window at jazz minutiae here on The Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. Seriously, though, why don't we do more of those?
More of what?
Well, historical jazz.
Anything specific come to mind?
Was there another Esquire thing?
Thank you.
Thank you. like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who launch everybody life, lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf. Off to the gym, then to a fitting, claiming they're fat, and looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting, choosing a hat. Does anyone still wear a hat? I'll drink to that. Here's to the girls who stay smart, aren't they a gas? Rushing to their classes in optical art, wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day, another $1,000, a matinee, a pinter play, perhaps a piece of Mahler's. I'll drink to that, and one for Mahler. Here's to the girls who play wife, aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of Life just to keep in touch. The ones who follow the rules and meet themselves at the schools, too busy to know that they're fools. Aren't they a gem? Another chance to disapprove, another brilliant singer, another reason not to move, another vodka stinger. I'll drink to that. So here's to the girls on the go, everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. A toast to that invincible bunch, the dinosaur surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody runs. We'll be right back.
Don Byron is a progressive clarinet player with a sense of humor and surprise, and he made an album for Blue Note with some distinguished guests, one of whom was Cassandra Wilson, who shared the stage with Don in an arrangement of The Ladies Who Lunch from Stephen Sondheim's Company. Top of the spot, Lawrence Stillman, the rapidly maturing enfant terrible of jazz, in his 40s now, but was only 21 when he wrote Meat, M-E-A-T, and played it on his tenor saxophone, in company with Ross Lossing, piano, Scott Lee bass, and Jeff Hirschfield drums, which can be found on Lauren's 2003 Nagel Heyer release, How Sweet It Is. And the music in the middle, another historic encounter, this one between the pioneering electric guitarist Charlie Christian and Benny Goodman and the Sextet on January 15th, 1941. They spliced together three takes and called it Breakfast Feud. Some jazz history here on The Jazz Guy, on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. The scene as Dino Saluzzi, Anthony Cox, and David Friedman have lunch with Pancho Villa. Revolutionary enchiladas. You are listening to The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long. Thanks for listening. Stay strong. If you can walk and chew gum at the same time, do it. Above all, stay cool. Everybody.